The Natroscope is one of two Australian-made microscopes on the Physics Museum's microscope tour. Patented by Edward James Bignold in 1924, the Natroscope was intended for use in the study of the natural world. Bignold aimed to provide an inexpensive and easy-to-use apparatus, specifically targeting educating children and students in the study of natural sciences. The Natroscope has a single lens situated in a small metal tube which looks down onto a rotating stage. The focus of the microscope can be finely tuned by adjusting the height of the tube. Due to the Natroscope being a single-lens microscope, it was not optically powerful, but allowed for the observation of natural subjects such as insects, plants, and crystals. The casing of the Natroscope is made of tin plate, and underneath the main body is a small cupboard for storing extra slides. Unlike the other microscopes on this tour, the Natroscope does not have a light source located underneath the specimen. Most microscopes place the specimen on top of a transparent glass slide. Light would then be shone through the specimen and into the lens. In the Natroscope, the specimen sits on top of an opaque cardboard disc that is secured to the bottom of the cavity by a central axle. The front of the Natroscope is open so that light from outside can enter the cavity and illuminate the specimen. To compensate for the lack of a specific light source, the cavity of the Natroscope contains several mirrors that direct incoming light to ensure that the object being examined is evenly lit from all sides, and there are no shadows left that would interfere with observations. The central disc is divided up into six sections. The user can place a specimen on each section and rotate the disc to examine them one by one. This means that students could examine a range of interesting objects without needing to reset the apparatus and interrupt their study. Students could purchase a glass dome that would sit over the central disc and trap live insects for study. Bignold also wanted to include a small reservoir in which liquid samples could be held for the purpose of observing aquatic life.